got to figure out some way to get some Gitas, or how else am I going to take that gorgeous creature out to the music bar?
Why don't you ask old man Mackey for an advance?
Oh, that old guy, he wouldn't give you the...
Baby, hi. I've got great news, and there's something that I want to talk to you about. Are you free right now? Great. Okay, let me take my coat off, and then I'll come sit with you on the couch. But, how was your day? Oh, really? Oh, no way. Yeah. And you thought she wasn't gonna notice. Yeah. I mean, you're usually right about this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Anyway, let me give you a good squeeze. Come here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I missed you. Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. So, you know how I had my quarterly review today? Well, things were going well, as always, you know, and I advocated for myself a little bit and asked for a raise, and they agreed. Yeah. Isn't that great? Right. Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty significant, but, you know, when I got the news, I started thinking to, like, I don't know, back, like, last summer, where we were talking about, like, maybe starting a family, and, you know, with this raise, I think I'll be able to comfortably support us. And you'll be able to take, you know, all the time off that you need. And I just think, we'll be good. Like, from a financial standpoint. Like, I already knew that we'd make good, you know, parents. But I just feel like, I know it's all... a lot all of a sudden, but I just, it was on my mind, so I thought I'd bring it up to you. But, you know, it's going to be a bigger change for you than for me, right? So I don't know, just think about it and let me know, you know, like, no rush. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So, is that a yes? Man, I'm so excited. Yeah. But I know, like, you're on birth control right now, so, like, what's, like, I just mean, like, I don't really know. I'm guessing that your body's gonna need, like, time to, like, get ready, right? No. I don't know what the term is, but, like, you know what I mean? I just, like, what's our timing like, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm so excited. Right. Did you have any ideas for names? I guess I don't really have any that I feel like super strongly about, but yeah, I'll think on it. But what did you have in mind? Hmm. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, it's a gorgeous name. I like that. So should we like tell someone? I don't know. It's just like, it's exciting news, you know? Like, don't you feel like you want to tell somebody? Like when you got engaged, you know what I mean? Where'd you like to go? Right. No, right. Yeah, I don't want to jinx it. But, I mean, I'm not going to be like yapping about it to my whole family just yet, you know, until we know it's a for sure thing. But I do remember Johnny mentioning that if we ever needed a stroller, that we could have his. Susie just like outgrew it, so I can ask him about it the next time I see him, just so we make sure that we have that at least, since they're so expensive. $1,000 for a coat like that. Are you kidding? Why, that's me. Yeah, right. The bargain at $2,000. That's fair. Hey, honey. Yeah, dinner's almost ready. Yeah, how did it go? Yeah? Great. I missed you too. So she says we should be good to... Okay. Cool, yeah. Do you have, like, an idea of when you're gonna be ovulating next? Oh, you, like, you have an app for it? Yeah, no, I mean, that makes complete sense. Yeah, it's rad. I mean, it sounds pretty handy. Oh, yeah? What's it say? Oh, for real? Like mid-February? So, like Valentine's Day? Around then? Ooh, very, very interesting. Well, doesn't that feel like fate somehow? And I mean, you know, if we try and it doesn't work out, then obviously it's cool. We can keep trying, but Valentine's Day, huh? Very, very interesting. I'm gonna have to go all out with the plans then. Yeah, well, I already had plans, obviously, but, you know, now I gotta make it extra special. Yeah. Can you do me a favor? Yeah, can you just put that garlic bread in the toaster oven? Yeah, because my hands are all covered in, like, just butter and garlic, so you can just, I don't know. I mean, you're better with it than I am, so I trust your judgment on the timing. Yeah, I know, but we just got it, and I never had one before, so, you know. Anyway, how was the rest of your day? Oh, really? No way. Yeah. But I thought Clara said that her and Chadley were going to go to Tulum with Bradlin and Georgia. What? No way. That's crazy. That's fucking wild. Bradlin? Wow. I didn't figure him the type to do that. That's bonkers. So he was just like matching and chatting up people on Bumble? For how long? Oh, holy shit. But he never met with them? So he was just like talking to them. Oh man. So then do you think he just did it for like validation? Damn, that's tough. Ugh. Man. Yeah, I don't know. It just makes me so sad for everybody involved. Right? I'm so excited. Yeah, I had to get on a wait list like last year just to make a reservation. Yeah, that's why I said no to omakase for my birthday. Because like I thought it would only be right if our first time having omakase was here. Since I know how badly you've always wanted to come here. Yeah. What? But the day has just started. I mean, I'm glad that you think it's the best day ever already, but we got more stops to make. No. It's gonna be the best day ever. I just mean like, you know. Yeah, I guess we've never really been out for like a fancy Valentine's Day lunch, huh? Yeah. Well, usually when we go out for like a fancy dinner, we're both like way too full and bloated when we get home, and then we like fall asleep right away, you know? And I want you feeling as comfortable as possible later tonight. When I give you this work. What? Do I not give you this work? Yeah, I know. I know, I was just trying to make you laugh. What do you mean? Do you not want me to rest my hand on your thigh like this? Or should I rest it even higher? No one's gonna see. Okay, well, me saying that I'm gonna give you this work, you know, it was just a little jokey joke to make you laugh. But my hand on your thigh, squeezing like this, is to remind you that even though I'm joking, I'm not joking. Am I, baby? Anyway, do you want to get some sake? Yeah, if we should just split like one bottle, it'll be fine. Ooh, they got a lot of options. Huh. Peach? Mango, green grape. We could go like unflavored, but I don't think you'd like that very much. I mean, like I wouldn't even like that very much. So. Oh yeah. Good choice. Let's do that one. Oh, I also read online that the green tea here is like really good. Yeah, we can ask about it when our server comes back. Yeah, I'm super excited for the scallops. Yeah, I guess I just wasn't expecting like scallop sushi. Wow. There it is. Yeah, his blue clothes are even more vibrant than I thought they'd be. Whoa. Yeah. Isn't that bonkers? Yeah, I feel like whenever I see old, like, masterwork oil paintings like this, I'm reminded why that was the medium they used in the first place. Yeah, just like seeing it in person is like completely different. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, there's some information about it here. Thomas Gainsborough, circa 1770. No, apparently they don't know exactly who the boy is, but some people think that it might have been his nephew standing in for the painting. Interesting. Oh, whoa. So when they went to touch it up back in 2015, they x-rayed it, and apparently Gainsborough had like something else sketched on this canvas before painting it over with Blue Boy. And you can see the face in this picture. Whoa. Oh, yeah, look at that. Apparently, there's originally a dog beside the boy, but then he painted over it. Huh. I wonder why. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just didn't like the look of it. Or maybe like something tragic happened to the dog and he felt like too heartbroken to keep it in the painting. Yeah. Huh. I guess we'll never know. But it's a fun little wrinkle, huh? Yeah, that's wild though. Which way do you want to go next? I think we came from that way, so we should go down there? Okay. Here, hold my hand. Because I want to hold your hand. I want to touch you. Is that so wrong? Yeah, I know. I'm just teasing. Oh, yeah, you can like x-ray paintings. Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah. No, I guess that is like a very specific thing. Like, I don't even know why I knew that. Oh, you know, I think they did it in like the Da Vinci Code movie. Like, I don't really like remember since I was, holy shit, it was so long ago since that was a thing. But I think in the movie with Nicolas Cage, they like x-ray the Mona Lisa and then find some kind of clue or something. Yeah, I don't know. Whoa. Who's this? She's got like a fuck-ass bob. What the f... Huh. There's no like name or artist on it. It just says painting of a Scandinavian woman, circa 1800. Oil and tempera. Huh? Damn, well, she's got a fuck ass bob for real. Yeah, of course we had to come here. Well, we came here when I first asked you to start dating. And then I dragged you back here when I asked you to marry me. So, it feels like, I don't know, it feels like we come here whenever we're about to, like, start a new chapter in our lives, you know? And, I know it's sappy of me, but I just felt like we had to come here, you know? Right, yeah, it just feels fitting. And I mean, like, not to mention that the view is so gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, that's also part of why I wanted to go out for like lunch today instead of dinner. Like, I mean, since the sun sets at like 5 this time of year, I wanted to make sure that we could be here to see it, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is a little bit chilly, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good that I still had this blanket in the car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've definitely got to go to the drive-thru again soon. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. It really is beautiful out here, though, huh? And I guess we'll come back here one day with our kid, huh? Our little demon. Well, if they're anything like their parents, they're gonna be a little demon. Okay, fine. I can't speak on your behalf, but I mean, like, I was a little demon when I was a kid. No. You know, like, I wasn't a bad kid. I just mean, like, I was such a smartass, you know? Like, not at home, obviously, but at school, my teachers always, like, told me that I talked way too much and that I had a smart mouth. So, I just hope our kid has a smart mouth, too. Mm-hmm. But, how are you, like, feeling about it all? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I know you want to do it, obviously. Like, we wouldn't do it if you didn't want to, but... Right. Yeah, I mean, that's more than fair. Yeah, it's going to be a big thing, but, you know... I have faith in us. It's us, after all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, how are you feeling about later tonight? Good, yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of torn. No, not in a bad way, like... what am I trying to say? I mean, like, one part of me wants it to be all, you know, sweet and romantic and all that. But another part of me, like, I don't know if it's my caveman lizard brain or what, but knowing that I'm going to be putting a baby in you, it's like kind of making me feral. Yeah, God, I really wanna, no, you'll see. Anyway, either way, tonight's gonna be great. Yeah, as it always is with us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, take this off. I got it. Huh? What do you mean? Oh, a surprise? Okay. I'll close my eyes. Am I allowed to take my socks off while my eyes are closed like this, or? Well, I don't know the rules. Okay, cool. No. I'm not peeking. Don't worry. Yeah. You know, this is pretty fun, actually. Well, usually I'm the one surprising you, so it's kind of cool to be on the other side of things, to be honest. Oh, I can? Okay, so what's... Oh. Baby, come here. God, you're so... Wow. God, you're so gorgeous. When did you get this? Wow. You look, wow. I don't know. My brain, isn't working right now. The word that comes to mind is, like, ethereal, but, like, also so fucking sexy. Get on your back. Oh, for real? Well, we just haven't 69'd in forever, so I'm kind of surprised you brought it up, but I'm not going to say no. Yeah, we can just... God damn, you look so good in this, baby. You know, maybe you should just wear it around the house all the time. What? You're silly. No, it could never get old. Not you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can just... Oh, God. Yeah, no, that's... No, that's really good, baby. Oh, wait. We got all night, okay? I know you're excited, but you can go slower than that. Kiss it. Yeah. Don't be shy. You can be sweet with it. Yeah. You know I love when you get a little nasty. Yeah, just suck on the tip while you stroke it like that. Get it nice and wet, baby. I am the luckiest man alive. You like when I lick it and finger you like this, huh? And you're gonna love when I give your clit a little more attention, like say my name. Moan on my cock just like that, honey. I love it. Get it wet. Oh, fuck, that's so good. Okay. How do you want it? Wait. Can we do that last? Well, I don't know. Something about it feels like it'd be perfect to end the night, you know? And we're going to be going multiple rounds, so... How about we do it like spooning? Because it's been a minute since we've done it like that. And I kind of want to squeeze you and hold you close, you know? I want to be sweet with you. At least at first, you know? And then I can be nasty and treat you a little rougher, you know, the way you like. Oh, I know you do. Oh, wait, let me just get, wait, just get comfy, okay? Here we go. Oh, yeah. We're starting off strong today, baby. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I feel like it's been a minute since we've done a lot of things, so it'll be fun to use this too. Yeah. Are you comfy? Okay. Yeah, just, can you, yeah, just like put your leg back on my hips a little, like, yeah, wait, let me, no, it's okay, I got it. Let me just angle a bit so I can, okay, yeah, can you feel it, how hard I am pressed up against you? This is what you do to me, baby. Only you can do this to me. Are you ready? Tell me what you want, baby. You know, you calling me daddy like that is about to mean a very different thing very soon. Of course, Angel. I gotcha. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You like that, huh? God, you sound so pretty, baby. Oh, wait, can you, sorry, can you hold this instead? Yeah, I need a free hand, so that I can grip your hips like this, and that way I can really give it to you. Yeah, or even better, I can tease your nipples the way you like. Yeah. Do you want me to be gentle with them like this? Or a little bit rougher? You got it, baby. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, shit. Holy fuck. Is your neck even more ticklish than usual? Uh-huh. How about your ear? My love, are you that excited for me to put a baby in you? Are you that turned on, anticipating the moment that I push deep inside you, filling you up with my cum, huh? Breeding you? Is that what you want, baby? Oh, fuck. Of course, sweetheart. All night. I'm gonna give you all of it. It's all... Oh, fuck, it's all for you. Yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. That's it, Moonbeam. God, you take it so fucking well. I love you too. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. No, already? My love, you are really excited tonight, huh? Well, don't hold back, sugar. Come for me. Come for me, baby. That's it, gorgeous. Let it all go. Come for me. Can you feel how closely, how tight I'm holding you? Yeah. It's because I want you to fall apart for me. I want to feel you melt into me. Oh, fuck, yeah. Don't stop, baby. Don't stop. Come for me. Keep going. Baby, baby, if you say my name like that, you're gonna make me come too. Yeah. Yeah, you want me to come? You want me to come with you, baby? Do you want daddy to breed you? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, just... Keep saying my name like that. Huh? Oh, fuck. Fuck, yeah. I'm gonna come with you, baby. I'm gonna... Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, I'm gonna breed you. I'm... Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I love you. How you doing, baby? You ready for round two? I told you, no breaks tonight. I want you on your stomach now. Yeah, Wait, slowly, slowly. I don't want it to slip out. Okay. Yeah. Just like that. God, you are so fucking sexy. Okay. You know, I was hoping to spend a little more time in that position, holding you close and being all sweet to you. But you just had to go and come, huh? Couldn't hold on. But luckily for you, now I'm gonna treat you nice and rough like you want. Try your best not to come too quick this time. Okay, baby? I want to enjoy this. Fuck. Yeah. Turn your hips up for me so I can hit this spot. Oh, shit. Good girl. Yeah, that's it, darling. Fuck. You know, every time I spank you, you make such a pretty sound, baby. The only issue is that you keep moaning into the pillow. I want to hear it. That's it. Good girl. Ooh, you sound so pretty, baby. The way you whine and moan like that, it only makes me want to bully you even more. It makes me want to treat you like my pretty, filthy, lovely little toy. Okay, let me give your ass a break. In fact, I will be nice and give you some sweet kisses on your neck. Baby, don't squirm so much. I know it's ticklish, but I'm trying to give you sweet, sweet little kisses the way you like. Well, if you move around so suddenly, I might accidentally bite you a little. Like that. Oh no. You didn't happen to like that, did you? Baby, should I bite you more then? Huh? Should I leave marks all over you? Yeah. Fuck, I love when you talk nasty to me like that. You're the best. Hey. I said to stop squirming so much, baby. I know, it's ticklish. But you love when I kiss and bite your neck. So I'm just trying to be nice and do it lots for you. But if you're gonna squirm so much, if you're gonna be bad, I'm just gonna have to hold you down like this so you can't move. And now I can do all that I want. I can kiss you like this all I want, baby. Because you're mine. All mine. Nobody is ever gonna take you away from me. You belong to me forever. Baby, you keep trying to struggle, but it's not gonna stop me. I'm doing this for you, after all, since you love it so much. So, if anything, you should be thanking me. Say thank you, baby. Hey, I'm talking to you. Pay attention. I know that it feels so good, you can barely think. But baby, you have to focus when I speak to you. Even if there is nothing in that pretty little head of yours, it's me after all. You have to focus. I want all your attention. I want the only thing you can think of to be me. So, be a good girl and say thank you. Or am I gonna have to reteach you some manners? You're welcome, baby. Though, knowing you, even if I was gonna punish you, you'd love it, wouldn't you? No. Keep your hips turned up. That's it. Good girl. That's it, sweetie. You're taking it so well. No. I'm not letting you go. You're all mine. And I'm gonna keep coming deep inside you to prove it. I'm gonna mark you as mine and mine alone. Cause that's what you are. Isn't that right, darling? Who do you belong to? Good girl. No, baby. I told you to hold on longer this time. You're lucky that I love you so much, you know? I just can't deny you. Do you want to come together again, baby? Then you know what to do. Beg for it. Be good for me. And talk to me nasty. Yeah. You want me to come deep inside you again, baby? Louder. Oh, fuck, louder. Well, I just can't say no to you, Moonbeam. I just love you too much. I guess you should come for me. Come hard for me while I mark you as mine deep inside you, baby. There we go, baby. Good girl. There we go, honey. Oh, God, yeah. Shit. Push back into me just like that, sugar. That's it. Don't you dare stop. Don't stop until I come to. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come with you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. No. Keep your hips turned up so I can... Oh, fuck. So I can come nice. And... Deep. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah, take. Oh, fuck. Before my brain's all mush. No. I wanna fuck you, missionary, with your legs over my shoulders, just like you asked me. I can do it. I'm still so fucking hard for you. I just know. I just don't know if I'm gonna be able to talk so much. Holy fuck. You suck the soul out of me. You made me come too hard. What the fuck? I mean, I don't know if you'll mind that I won't be talking nasty too much, but I want to keep going. Nice, okay. So you gotta flip over, and then I'm gonna have to put my cock back in before, you know, my cum starts spilling out. Okay. Okay, you ready? You sure? Okay. One, two, three. No, you're good, yeah, I got you. Let me just, oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Baby. Oh, God, yeah. Let me just put your legs over my shoulders. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, baby. You're the love of my life. Can you feel it? Can you feel me fucking my cum deeper into you? Mm-hmm. Do you feel full? Full of my love. Good. Kiss me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Baby, I'm sorry, I can't hold on. I'm the one who's gonna be quick this time. But I think this is gonna be it for me tonight. I don't know if I can. I'm gonna give you all of it, okay? Oh, fuck. No. Look at me, baby. Look me in the eyes. I want you to see what you do to me, angel. While I fucking breed you. Oh my god. I'm gonna put a baby in you. Are you ready? Yeah. Oh fuck. I'm gonna come, baby. I'm gonna kiss my neck. Kiss my. Oh, fuck. Tell me you love me. Tell me. Can we stay like this for a bit? I'm not too heavy, am I? Okay. Cool. Thanks, baby. I like the name Lilia, or like Liliana, I don't know, something like that. It came to mind when I was driving home like a week or two ago. And I like it, like, you know, yeah. Marcus is nice too. What do you think, baby? Oh, yeah. No, that's a great name. I'm not too heavy. You sure? Okay. Can you play with my hair? Yeah. Yeah, thanks, baby. I love you so, so much. Yeah. Forever.